The head of the judiciary is Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani. He said Thursday that Iran will block the ability of opposition leaders to make statements to their supporters.
این گروه از خوارج قوه قضائیه به حکم وظیفه ذاتی.
And he said Iran's judiciary system will pursue the seditionists, referring to Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi. But websites linked to the opposition made a call Thursday for nationwide rallies on Sunday to show support for both men and mourn the death of two people who died in a political demonstration on Monday. Both politicians are leaders of Iran's Green Movement, which grew up out of opposition to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad after the disputed presidential election in 2009. Anthony Skinner is a Middle East expert with the Britain-based risk analyst group Maplecroft. He says Mousavi and Karoubi wield great influence.
They have clearly been key figures in the movement, but the risk for the regime is that, you know, if they do arrest them and they put them on trial and with the threat of execution, that this could be a tinderbox, you know, that people could be so angered by this. This is a clear strategy to try and stifle the movement. That it could explode.
Mousavi and Karoubi made calls for their supporters to rally in support of revolts in Egypt and Tunisia earlier this week. Both men were put under effective house arrest and the rally was banned. But nonetheless, tens of thousands of people marched in Tehran and elsewhere in Iran on Monday. Security forces made at least 150 arrests and two people were killed. Nine members of the security forces were also injured. A rally organized by the state is set to take place in Tehran on Friday to demonstrate hatred against the country's opposition movement. Skinner says many people in Iran are fed up with political repression and a dire economic situation.
The economic dynamic at the moment is one which has not really fully been voiced on the streets as yet. I'm talking about potential here. And I think that if, you know, the population, a large segment of the population who are suffering as a result and who sort of take to the streets because of their economic dissatisfaction, then this could create quite a bit of difficulty.
Rodney Wilson is an Iran specialist at Britain's Durham University. He says demonstrations in Iran are unlikely to have the same outcome as in Egypt and Tunisia, where longtime rulers have been overthrown in recent months. He says Iran's leadership does have much support in the country and the security forces are loyal to it. He believes there will be a heavy crackdown if the opposition does continue demonstrations.
The regime will react in quite a repressive way. You know, we'd expect basically the security forces to deal with the demonstrators quite harshly. And obviously, unfortunately, people being arrested and taken off to prison, nothing much more heard of them.
The Islamic Propagation Coordination Council, which organizes rallies in Iran that are backed by the government, says during Friday's rally, people will scream out their hatred against what it calls Iran's sedition leaders. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.